escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. We are. No, the players report today. There is no we. One day till they're on the field, but today they show up at camp. This is the morning shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. I am he, and he is I. He's the All-American national champion. He's been to a few of these training camps before. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. He also finished in last place last night in iRacing. She is the queen of tofu, the first lady of Atlanta baseball, the founder of Allie's Army, and she's learning the grid to Phil Steele's college football Bible, aren't we all? Miss Allie Mack. And Dylan, the worst wave in radio, the most vanilla man in radio, but I will fight anyone on this radio station that attacks one of your lists the way I saw last night. So he better step up or step out. Dallon Matthews is my boy. What's up, Dylan? Good morning. And good morning to all of you out there. Yeah, I don't take kindly. Only I can pick on Dylan.
I did feel a little mama bear sense when I saw that.
Yeah, I got mad. Luckily, I was racing. I couldn't deal with it. I had to go right in a race. But I was not.
But I mean, then Dylan, cool, calm, and collected, goes, I'm not going to take the rage bait. And I was like, you know what? He's right.
Yeah, but I do take rage bait. I'm not afraid to say it.
There's a few things we know in life, a few certains that Bo's going to take the rage bait.
Look, I have my people, and my people only you can't come at. And if you do, we'll fight. That's just all there is to it. Straight up. Sorry. That's how it is.
Did we hear Turtle's rebuttal last night? Did we actually
get a
chance to hear
it? But he went all caps on Twitter, and that was enough for me. I didn't need to hear rebuttal. To me, that was a slap in the face.
Okay. I didn't hear his rebuttal. I didn't know if he tweeted it out or not, but he was upset about the cereal list. So I mean that's my thing. Like, it's a cereal list. You know what I mean? It was definitely your best work.
I will say this, and probably half of this room and half the audience might not get the reference, but I'm going to do it anyways. I've figured out that when it comes to top five list, Dylan has a very much Bonnie Raitt approach to it. Let's give him something to talk about. That's all he wants to do, because he just wants to give everybody something to talk about, and whether it's good or bad.
In line at the Pub Sub, you know, as we heard.
Tell you what, I would tell you is it might work out better for some that want to criticize your list if they use that approach in life. Anyways, next topic.
I do want to broach the topic of the little shot that Bo took at you, Mike. So how iRacing last night?
Oh, dude, I'm over it. Yeah, I'm completely over it. It's just the way the whole season's been for me. I have no idea what happened.
No
clue.
I can tell you, Allie, that I have no idea what happened to him, because I know what happened to me. Yeah. I I screwed myself last night with a bad strategy, but I don't know what happened to Mike because
I had no idea.
Because Mike started in, I think, like mid-pack, like 15th, maybe 12th,
yeah, something like that. I got wrecked, and I was like, okay, no big deal. I'll just come back. And then when I got back on the track, I was two laps down. I have no clue why. And it's just one of those things where it's a computer, so it's like, you know, some things get messed up every now and then, but
yeah, there's a glitch.
That was it for me. It was like literally lap 10, and that was the day. That was the whole night. So yeah, it was over for me quickly.
Yeah, I know I teased him. I took a shot only because of the last time he was here, he did wreck me, but I felt bad for him. But then I got so mad I couldn't sleep last night because I had a chance to make like 30 points up, and I made a bad pit strategy, and it cost me dearly. And so I was upset.
Seriously. Thought you were trying to say that you were upset about Mike.
No, I could care less. I couldn't care less what happened to him in the race.
I honestly couldn't either. Like I wasn't even mad last night. I was just sitting there going, this is, I don't know. I'm over it at this point. It's happened more times than not this year, I feel like. So it just is what it is.
First year.
Look, man, it's,
even Dale Earnhardt had those years.
It's, you know, it's a long season, and we'll get back at him next year.
Indy, baby.
Probably out of it. So
you got a chance to win this week. You're good at Indy.
We'll see.
Well, we've got a lot of football going on the show today. 6:20, we're going to cover some of the comments coming from the Big Ten commissioner and the ACC commissioner. We'll get into that. But let's just go ahead and recap the Braves real quick before we talk about the exciting day that is the Falcons reporting to training camp and move-in day over at Flowery Branch. Dylan, do you have the audio real quick?
Because the Yankees won. You wanted the Braves to win? But Dad's team won. But your team, oh, I'm sorry.
I wanted the Braves.
You wanted the Braves to win?
Yeah.
I know. I'm sorry. Next time, okay? They got it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
That's pretty much how I've been viewing the Braves every time I sit down to watch a game. That's how I feel. I want the Braves to win. It just didn't happen against the Giants last night. It was 9-0, kind of a lackluster game. Acuna did have a good throw again to get Giants catcher Patrick Bailey out. What are you laughing at?
Because that's the only reason to celebrate.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the
I know.
We're like, well, Acuna had a good play.
Yay. I know.
It's just bad. I mean, it's just bad baseball.
Oh, yeah, well.
And honestly, I think you're going about that the right way because I said it yesterday. I've said it all week. I am looking to what this team can be in the future, and if Money Mike can have a good second half, then I will feel a lot better about where his sitting is with this team. But
yeah,
other than that, man, it's like, dude, golly.
I watched Acuna strike out twice last night with runners on base, and that is that's not about anything that was has been talked about on this show. It's just frustrating.
Yeah,
because you did move him to put him in a situation to get, you know, hopefully he could get a hit with Matt on or Profar on. Not sure what happened to Profar's finger at one point last night. Hopefully that was okay.
Got stepped on.
Yeah.
His pinky got stepped on, but he's fine.
When I was first watching it, it looked like, it was right before I ran upstairs. I think it was right after we gave her a bath, and his finger looked flared out. And I was like, oh no, he broke his finger sliding in the second. That's great. Now, you know. But I'm glad it was just stepped on. But you're putting guys in situations that you're trying to generate stuff, right? Manufacture. And that's not even working. I know one night you hit nine runs. The next night you lose 9-0. So it's like any night we throw a starter out there, like a real starter, not a Davis Daniel or a Joey Wentz, you have a chance to win. And then the nights you don't, there's just no chance. I mean, they were down 5-0 right off the bat, it felt like. Felt like the opposite of what you had the night before.
Yeah, and the frustrating part for me, because I agree with you, but the frustrating part for me is, like, the offense knows, like, those guys know, okay, hey, Davis Daniels on the mound, we're going to have to score at least a few runs here. And the performance you put out there was abysmal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, absolutely abysmal. That's the other frustrating. Like, I came away from the game last night going, I don't know what was more disappointing, the fact that you gave up 4 in the second inning. Now, to his credit, he buckled down and gave you 5 innings pitch last night. But the fact that you gave up 4 in the second inning and you were not good and you were not missing bats, or the fact that the offense just was abysmal from start to finish. I mean, I don't know which one I was more upset about, the pitching or the offense.
Well, I would tell you that the worst thing, based on Kevin Seitzer's comments when he left the team to Dave O'Brien or whoever it was he told, the worst thing in the world is this team to think they got to score runs, because then they go out there and completely press more than they already are.
Good call.
And so that's tough, but there are some rumors out there that a couple outlets are running with. I don't know if we want to get into that, but there are some rumors that I've seen, and really the guy I'll say is Hector Gomez, mm-hmm. is the guy that I saw running with it, about Ozuna and possibly to the Padres. Now
Ozuna from the Padres.
Yeah, I mean, he
doesn't quite have the same ring.
He's kind of got a Padre-esque beard, like, you know, an old school, you know, monk, Catholic preacher, friar beard.
Yeah,
it could work.
The names I saw, they're actually would be getting more than because they'd be getting two players, but it's pretty much in line with what we have talked about is guys that have aged out or are going to age out. One of which would be, his name would be, I got it right here. Hold on.
I got it. Francis Pena.
Francis Pena.
And Ryan Burgert.
So Pena is a 24-year-old. He's the 18th overall in their farm system. I would like to remind everyone their farm system is the 25th worst farm system in Major League Baseball, according to rankings. Well, we're the 26th, so we'll be an upgrade.
Yeah.
He's 24, got a 95 to 98 mile an hour fastball. That's what his four seam and sinker hit. The other is Ryan Burgert, 25-year-old. He's been in the majors a little bit this year, thrown like 30 innings. His ERA is a little bit under 3 and 31 and 2/3. Throws about 5 pitches, but really only throws 3 based on the percentage of how much he throws them.
Yeah.
His fastball is about 94. Neither one of them are knock your socks off guys, but they're something. They're what people want. I'm just not sure where they're at. You know, Burgert, I'm not really sure about. I think he'd have to be a Major League invite next year. I'm not sure. I don't know that. I just know he's like the 21st ranked prospect before they called him up.
Yeah, and I think the Burgert one is more intriguing to me because he has history as a starting pitcher and has started games and honestly has done pretty well. And I know that he doesn't really fit into what San Diego's forward-facing plans might be. And you mentioned it, like you don't know what either one of these guys are as far as the future goes and what, you know, what really this looks at as far as the 2026 season, but it's more than you have right now in this entire situation looking at the 2026 season because Marcelo Ozuna's not going to be here. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. He ain't going to be here for the 2026 season.
If anything, Burgert, I think is how you pronounce it.
I was just going to say this guy has probably had to correct people his entire life. He's like, no, it's not Burger. It's Burgert.
Yeah, Burgert. There's a T on the end. It's not silent.
Right.
That'll be in the morning.
Berger.
Could be.
Yeah.
I would say, if anything, he gives you a guy that you can use like Joey Wentz and Davis Daniel. He has started.
Yeah, that's why I'm more intrigued by him. Yeah.
He will get you through because I can't remember who put it out. Might have been Bowman or O'Brien or who knows. But they're like, Sale's going to probably force him his way back because he's going to want to come back and pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But why would you rush Schwellenbach back at this point? Why would you even throw him back out there? Why would you rush Jimenez back? Let these guys take long rehab. Because the one thing I'll say about Ronald Acuna Jr., whether he struck out or not, is he sure as hell looks healthy this year. And because he took his time coming back from that injury. So, you know, I think Mike is right. Look towards 26, right? Let these guys hold it up. And you don't, you know, you've got Baldwin and Murphy, and then Leon will catch in emergency situations if one of those guys was to get hurt, and let them hit all year.
Well, today they do have a chance to win the series against the Giants. They play at 12:15. You've got Spencer Strider on the mound against Justin Verlander coming up. We do need to celebrate the fact that Falcons are reporting to training camp today. We're going to be out there tomorrow, and we've got comments from the commissioners for the Big Ten and ACC we got to get into. That is coming up next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Do want to pay respect to Mr. Ozzy Osbourne today on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. Bo, you just watched that concert with Ozzy a couple weeks ago, didn't you?
I watched some of it. Yeah, I didn't get to watch all of it, but I watched some of it. It's amazing that 18 days ago, he was on stage.
Yeah.
And there was everybody was there. I mean, everybody was there as far as some of the legends of rock and heavy metal. It was, you know, I remember mentioning the fact that he was in a chair the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
He's had Parkinson's for a while, but it was described as some days were really like the Parkinson's that he was having was some days were really bad, and then some days were, you know, seemingly normal for what he had become or what he was. But it's just weird that he's gone and we just saw him on stage, and I'm really glad that he got to reunite with Black Sabbath and do one final show.
It's a terrible disease. I lost my father-in-law to Parkinson's almost a year ago, and it's just it's brutal. Yeah. To watch somebody go through that, and I'm glad that he got that moment 18 days ago, like you said. Because that's a disease that can leave you feeling in the last few months of things, just, you know, like you can't do anything. And for him to be able to go out and shine on stage one last moment, I mean, that's something that his family would be able to cherish forever, his fans. So yeah, it's tough. And I think you're right. We pay respects today. He lived an incredible life.
Yeah.
An incredibly, you know, privileged life in terms of things he was able to do and the places he was able to go and the people he was able to entertain. So it's tough, but it's like you celebrate, you know, what the good things were for Ozzy and not try to remember the fact that he was on stage just 18 days ago.
Yeah, so we're going to continue to play a lot of Black Sabbath today to pay respect to Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, what an absolute legend. Before we get to the ACC Big Ten, the Falcons are reporting to camp today. It's move-in day. What is on their minds right now? What are they packing up?
It just depends on what position you're talking about. the different positions doing different things. You know, you got your DBs that are bringing their game and system. The wide receivers bringing their cards, their deck of cards. You got your quarterbacks are bringing their Keurig machines. Dolphins linemen are bringing their box fans.
I knew it. I knew it. I did not want to step on you, but I knew you were going to say that.
It just depends on who you're talking about, man. They're all bringing different things, but they are, there's certain guys that'll bring workout activities. Now, they do have different rules now, and Bo would have to help me out this. I think their rules right now are they are only allowed to be on schedule for 12 hours a day now, or maybe it's 10.
Yeah, it's something along those lines.
So, they have a lot more time in their dorm rooms than we would have. Mm-hmm. Like, so when I'm going to do this probably in tomorrow's Mic'd Up, they put out Jim Harbaugh's training camp schedule. When I was there, it was like, dude, I'm going into treatment at like 6 a.m. and I'm probably not walking back across the practice fields to the dorms until 9:30, like p.m., like at night. It was a long day. And I'm talking about 3 or 4 weeks of doing this. It's a grind. You know, rookies get the worst schedule. If you're a rookie, you have the early workouts. You have the late, treatment meetings and everything else like that. So they're stressed. They're stressed today. There's no doubt about that. And I think that they'll be able to, hopefully let that thing sink in and get on the field tomorrow and kind of get rolling.
Yeah, it's definitely the first day of school vibes. Mm-hmm. Because we talked about it yesterday, you're excited to get – there's an excitement of newness, you know. But then again, it's kind of over. Like, you're reporting back and you're going to be stuck there for the next, 7 months, hopefully longer for there'll be a few teams that get to go all the way to February at the facility. Just two. It has changed, though, so much in just a little bit of time I've covered it. I mean, the amount of physicality that they can have in these camps, how many padded practices they have, all that stuff has just changed so much. The two-a-days used to feel more like 2 days. I mean, I've talked to Arch, and he's like, they were like, the two-a-days were just, they weren't. See, now that Allie, and Mike can say that some of these two-a-days is one's a walkthrough, essentially. One's a glorified walkthrough, mm-hmm. and the other, is more of what a regular practice will be. Back then, it was two-a-days were padded practices, both of them, and you hit at both of them. I mean, it was like as physical as you can get, and we're talking the 80s, and it's changed a little bit, and I think a lot of it has to do with what we've learned about health and safety.
Yeah, it's just necessary. I mean, it is. And so I'm glad to see that things have changed.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm excited. I have like butterflies in my stomach because we're going to be out there tomorrow broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. I cannot wait. I just want to get there for the first time and know where I'm going.
You won't have to look far. It's not inside. You'll find it.
Dress comfortably.
I got my athletic skort ready to go.
There you go. That's how you know it's a big day right there, the old skort.
Yes, exactly. Well, so last week we were at SEC Media Days. Now this week, ACC Media Days and Big Ten Media Days are going on right now. Big Ten is in Vegas. ACC is in Charlotte. Do you think anyone that's assigned to these and is covering in Charlotte is like, why am I not in Vegas right now? I could be in Vegas right now.
Yeah. I don't want Bo to come for me again about the fact that I missed last week. So I won't op-ed on that too much about where I'd rather be.
Where would you rather be for it, honestly?
28-year-old me would rather be in Vegas. 38-year-old me would rather be in Charlotte so I can just drive.
Yeah, that's
and be
true.
Home, you know what I mean? Like, it's go see my kids if I need to, that kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, Vegas, you can't go wrong in Vegas.
I don't know. I haven't
actually,
been.
You can. Take that back.
I haven't been to an ACC Media Days in quite some time. I have been to a few though in my time, and when I went to the ones that I went to, they were awesome, because SEC Media Days, and Mike, I know I've given you a hard time. You didn't miss anything. They wouldn't let us in the radio row when we were supposed to be. We're supposed to be in at 5:30. They weren't letting us in like 5:50. You know, they wouldn't unlock the water until like 7:15. Abe would check every break. So, it was a little bit of survival of the fittest at times.
Did you and Abe argue at Media Days?
No.
No, not one. Argument at Media
Did
Days?
We?
Good for you.
We had disagreements, but we didn't argue.
Especially about like the rules to games that I would throw at them. You know how that
Yeah. You know how Abe is.
Let's be honest.
You know, at ACC Media Days, they used to roll out the red carpet. Like, the opening day, you would eat, you would have a dinner and a cocktail hour, and like they would put players and coaches at your table and be like, all right, you're sitting with this person. And then they'll bring you, they would bring, hey, we have Brent Key here. He's coming to you in 10 minutes. And they would just walk up, and it was just like everything was handed to you.
Yeah.
And the SEC, it's like Wall Street. You're like, hey, Atlanta, we got to get coach. Like, and then just walk by, and you're like, all right, we'll get him when he walks back by. Get him when he walks back by. And it's just like a madhouse. And the ACC is kind of like a country club-esque atmosphere. So I don't know whether it's like Big Ten in Vegas, but I would definitely take Charlotte right now. Laid back, just roll in there, roll out.
I do like the driving aspect, but I do want to get to the Big Ten media days because we've got some headlines coming out of there. I want to hear from Tony Petitti about what he wants for the college football playoff format.
Like the revenue share parameters, the Big Ten and SEC's format control is set forth clearly in the agreement that all members signed. With respect to format, the Big Ten has been consistent in its strong preference for a playoff system that allocates spots based on conference standings and the results of play-in games. We want to better connect the regular season and the postseason. A critical goal of any postseason format, regardless of sport, is to keep as many teams alive as deep into the season as possible. We want more conference games to matter in November. Also, the playoff format should not function as a disincentive to schedule tough non-conference games. As we said throughout this process, we are open to considering any format ideas that come from our colleagues or the CFP staff. But to be clear, formats that increase the discretion and role of the CFP selection committee will have a difficult time gaining support from the Big Ten.
I don't know what the hell he just said. Let me rephrase that. I don't believe anything he just said, and I don't think he believes it. If you want a system that helps with team scheduling out-of-conference tough games, and you would never go to a 4-4, 2-2, 6-1-3, whatever they want to do, I think the 5-11 is better fit for that. I don't care if you go to 9 games. I think the SEC is using the 9th game as a bargaining chip at this point to get the 5-11 because they think that any given year, it'll allow them to have 6 teams in. But the Big Ten, who is more of a 4-team conference most of the time in the history, you know, in the history it's really been 2, and now with a third here and there. But now you're looking at Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State, Michigan. They think those will be their top 4 most years. They want to guarantee that they get those because there's been years where they don't have more than 3 teams, 2 teams, and bigger. So they're trying to protect themselves. But there's no incentive for me as an SEC team to play 9 conference games and then go schedule Ohio State out of conference. There's just not.
Yeah, and look, I think that Big Ten people look at this and go, well, the SEC doesn't want to play an extra game. Hey, we don't want to incentivize, you know, playing non-conference strength to schedule this and the other. Like, it is what it is. And you look at the teams and we talk about rivalry games in the SEC, you know, SEC, ACC. Bamba's going to start at Florida State this year. They're going to play Wisconsin at home. I mean, these teams are playing big games. And so this 4-4-2-2-1 model versus the 5+, I'll be honest, Allie, I'm still trying to get over the fact that we're expanding the playoff.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous to me. Like, I don't need an expanded playoff. And they're just dangling this carrot to get more money and do different things. I don't need it. So I guess at some point I'm going to have to just get over it.
Well, and we're going to continue to have this conversation because there are a lot of headlines coming out of ACC Media Days, Big Ten Media Days. But coming up next, we had multiple NFL players call it a career yesterday. We'll get into that. And we've got my Allie Mack drop. I've got an update on a previous Mack drop subject. Remember that guy that let the snakes bite him?
Oh, yeah.
To come up with the anti-venom?
200 of them.
Oh, we've got an update.
Oh, God.
Oh, did he? Never mind.
That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack. That is Mike. There's Bo. And Dylan is behind the glass. So we are seeing some notable players in the NFL hang it up. Tyrann Mathieu, Jimmy Graham, and former Falcon Lorenzo Carter all announced their retirement yesterday.
Jimmy Graham's been doing a little crew, right? Been rowing across the Arctic Ocean for charity. I don't know if you guys saw that. But, I mean, all those guys, incredible players in their own right. But, obviously, I think Tyrann Mathieu would be the focus for a lot of Falcons fans right now because he's had a little success against us.
Well, so at one point, so had Jimmy Graham, but that was like, feels like a lifetime ago. His numbers, Jimmy Graham's numbers felt like he retired 5 years ago, even though he just hit or miss. Tyrann Mathieu, yeah, he was good against us, Mike. He was good against everybody. He's a good player. I mean, Georgia fans remember, I was at that SEC championship game, was it 11, I think, when he, you know, Georgia feels like they're making some way. Me and my buddy Hans were sitting there in the Ox media section, and all of a sudden the Honey Badger don't care. Hey. And he takes that kick back. I mean, he changed, Allie literally changed the game, everything about that game, and he just took it over. He was so electric that year. I as a Falcons fan, I'm glad he's retiring because he played for the Saints and he leaves a little bit of a hole there. As an NFL fan, a football fan, it does make me a little sad.
Yeah. You know, what's funny, man. I have so many, first of all, Jimmy Graham's my age. He had a heck of a career. Most people listening know this, but he played 4 years of college basketball, then decided I'm going to play football my last year. And then he gets drafted and he goes on to have just an incredible career in the NFL. And you remember, Chris Selfo, who was the tight ends coach.
Yep.
I showed up, and we've talked about this before, the offensive lineman, when I was going to the combine, the offensive lineman and the tight ends went on the same day. I've told you a story before about being in the elevator with Aaron Hernandez. But I also was in the Atlanta airport with Jimmy Graham, and Chris Selfo walked up and was talking to him and a guy that I played with at Alabama that also was a Georgia Tech guy, Colin Peak, mm-hmm. A.K.A. Holla McGee from, from MTV's Yo Mama. I can tell that story another day. So Holla McGee and obviously Jimmy Graham and Chris Selfo are sitting there. And Chris Selfo, if you know him, is like, hey, man, go get me a Coke. Hey, man, hold my bag. Hey, man, do all this stuff. Just a hilarious dude. And one of those guys that was like, yeah, I'm the Falcons tight ends coach. You guys might want to suck up to me just a little bit, all right, because I'm going to see you guys in just 2 days for these on-field drills. You might want to get your mind right. And sure enough, Colin Peak ended up in training camp with me at the Falcons that year. Jimmy Graham is drafted to the New Orleans Saints and sees Chris Selfo multiple times over the next few years and was, you know, like, hey, you should have drafted me. Although we had Tony at that point. So
One of the reasons they outlawed the dunk over the goalpost was Tony G and Jimmy Graham.
Yeah, and Jimmy Graham did it as an ode to Tony, I believe, at one point. And then it kind of became his own thing after a while because, obviously, both basketball players. So there you go.
Moving on to ACC Media Days, Jim Phillips announced that the ACC will report availability for conference games. They're going to require all teams to submit NFL-style reports that categorize the players as available or questionable, doubtful, or out, with updates both the day before and then 2 hours before kickoff.
Don't you love how we church it up, Mike? Availability report. Yeah. It's an injury report. But that's all it is. And the reason they're churching it up to make it sound like an availability report, Allie, is because they don't want you to think that they're basically leading into the gambling aspect of what it has become a business, you know, an accepted business, I should say, with the sport of college football. It's an injury report to let gamblers know who's banged up that week. That's all it is. Nothing more, nothing less.
This is something that 5 years ago I would have been irate about. But these players now being paid, I'm like, yeah, I mean, it is just part of the whole thing. I would have been so mad. I used to hate when I was in school and they would make rules to benefit people that were not, you know, not part of college football. It was like, I don't need the gamblers to know if I'm healthy or not, right? Yeah. But now that they're getting paid, I'm like, yeah, man, all's fair. Like, if you're going to be able to make money off this, you'll get sponsors from this way and that way and this way and that way. Yeah, sure. Like, it's all, everybody's diving in the same pot.
Yeah, because back then it was, why are we disclosing, you know, something that I can be taken, right, to be taken advantage of on the field? But if, to Mike's point, if you're getting paid and the sponsors are involved, because, like, think about it. If Mike's a freshman and he's a true freshman starting, and he's hurt 5 of the 11 games that year, or 12 games, or however many they play, I might be less open to giving him an NIL deal as opposed to the guy that's out there every week, just because of name brand recognition.
There you go.
Interesting. Well, Jimbo Fisher is joining the ACC Network as an analyst.
Analyst.
There we go. How do you think he'll do behind the desk?
Personally, it's going to – you think you guys have a hard time understanding the words I say sometimes? Jimbo is like – when Jimbo and I get together on in a conversation, because we have before, it's like Boomhauer versus Boomhauer on steroids. And so it might be a little hard there, but I think he's going to be phenomenal. He's open. He's got a great personality. He is not afraid to tell it like it is. It might signal that he – I mean, maybe he could pull a Dan Mullen and come back, but I actually love it. Because I think Jimbo Fisher has a phenomenal personality. I think he'll be very open about what he sees.
I would argue that there's no way he's coming back. He's made a lot of money.
100 million over what, 10 years?
Yeah, I mean he's good. Like he's definitely good. And it's funny you bring up y'all having a conversation. He's like if Bo was trying to be an auctioneer. Like he just like it's the same draw, but it's just spit out a million times faster. Like it's just
when we were at All-Star Weekend, we're at the Village. There was an auction going on, Mike.
Oh, wow.
And Bo was like, I could do that better.
I really did say that. I 100% was like, I'm better than this guy. I mean, I can't. She did not make that up. I don't want Allie, do we have time to tell?
I don't think there is anything less suited for Bo than being an auctioneer.
I would love to hear it, though.
Mike, we're standing there, and Grant went to get his number because he wanted to get involved in the auction.
Terrifying moment in my life.
And Allie and I are babysitting with all the stuff Grant had already bought. And Allie, I don't know how to tell this other than this gentleman turns around with work boots, work jeans, and a cut-off flannel button-up and a baseball cap. And looks at me and is like, look at here, look at this right here, look at what I bought. I can't believe this.
So it was
I
Larry the
this.
Cable guy.
Yeah. Flipping through his phone, just showing Bo, like, everything he's bought.
Yeah. Wow. And he's like, can you believe I got this? Look at this. And I'm like, I kind of cut my eyes at Allie and was like, yeah, man, dude, that's awesome. And I was really intrigued because it was like a Chipper Jones rookie card. And I would have, if I had been standing there, I said, Grant, use your number to buy that for me and I'll pay you later. But I mean, and I was just like, I have no clue who that was.
No, nothing. He just came up and wanted to show you his new toy.
Nice guy. Yeah.
I know we got to move on, but how about our buddy Domer finding that Menendez brothers basketball card?
His wife.
Yeah, his wife found the Menendez brothers. There's a basketball card. I can't remember the
player. It's a Mark Jackson basketball card.
Mark Jackson basketball card with the Menendez brothers in the background.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, she bought it for $10.
He's at
a thrift shop.
Yeah, he's with the Knicks at the time, and they're playing. It's either the Clippers or the Lakers won because the Menendez brothers, obviously in California, they had season tickets. And what the card Mike's talking about, Allie, is they were screened or pictured in that game, and it was right after they had murdered their parents.
Yeah.
So
it's a real card,
oh
too.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's one. If you've ever watched one of the specials that they have, like that was one of the things they were spending all this money, and they, I think they had season tickets or something anyways, but they had floor side seats, court side seats, whatever you want to call it. Yeah.
Has your buddy checked the value?
No, he was just like, hey, check out this card that my wife picked up. And we were like, wow. Like, that's pretty cool,
There's
man.
Bad juju on that.
Yeah,
I would want to get rid of that immediately.
Yeah, well, maybe.
So here it is right here. There's differing prices, but there's one card of it is going on sale for $25.
Okay.
There's also one that's on sale for $9.25. There's one on sale for $3.50. So the prices vary depending on, I'm assuming, the grade and the condition of the card. So Dome might want to get this checked out.
Isn't grade and condition the same thing?
I think different cards are, there are certain cards that are like gold series or some crap. There's different series of the same card is what I would think the grade would be. But I don't know. I'm not a car collector. We should ask Grant McCauley at 8:20 on Friday.
We can do that. But right now, we need to get an update on our buddy, Tim Freedy. So I think it was a month ago I brought up Tim Freedy. He's the guy that wanted to come up with an anti-venom. So he used his own body to...
I mean, like, file this guy away is the least likely job I would ever want in my life.
I know. He has let, for the last 20 years, two decades, he has let snakes bite him repeatedly over 200 times so that his blood could be studied and we could create this universal anti-venom. And only...
I hate snakes, Doc! I hate them!
Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. Same. Only one guy has taken him seriously and they're studying him, and that's great. However... The University of Pennsylvania has one up Tim Freedy.
Oh, God. Oh, see, this is what I was scared of.
I'm just glad Tim's still with us.
Yeah, Tim's still with us.
I was worried.
Well, if he's not, it's his fault.
Yeah, but he's doing it for the greater
the
greater good of man. So
the University of Pennsylvania realizes we need an anti-venom. We need something because this is a problem that people get bit by spiders and snakes. And so they turned to a deep learning system, a.k.a. AI.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. So in a matter of hours, they studied like different peptides and proteins and looked at all the venom that they could get their hands on. They have a solution. So Tim Freedy used two decades of his life.
Dude, that's just sad, though.
I know.
It's just sad.
I know.
See, just another job the machines have taken away from a man.
I was having this conversation with our buddy Donaldson yesterday, who was he is buying a home, mm-hmm. and he put an offer on a home, and he goes to AI, and he puts in the inspection report, the location, and he goes, I need to see how much it would cost to do all the new windows, new roof, and all this, and AI prints out like three different possibilities for contractors in the exact estimate that it would need to redo this house before he even put an offer in.
How much were the windows, you know?
I can tell you,
I've done that before. I don't need AI to tell me. I paid that bill.
All right, let's talk off air because I think
not
Windows
cheap.
Would be nice for me at one point.
Yeah, not cheap.
I feel bad for Tim.
I know.
All joking aside, whatever I personally think about his sacrifice and how ridiculous it could be, he did it because he was trying to achieve something and he put a lot of time and effort and pain into.
Yes.
So for that, I do feel bad. Also, you should go watch Terminator 1 and 2 because it's real.
Yeah.
It's going to come true. And then iRobot. And then iRobot as well. they're all going to come true.
I just feel bad because it's like 40 million different venom encrypted peptides, like all this different stuff that they had to sift through. Like this computer just did it.
My next question would be like, okay, AI came up with the right formula for the anti-venom. Like, is it possible to make it just based off the formula? Or do you need the blood, the body to actually do the work?
That's a good question.
I'll have to dive into that more. When did you become a science teacher? I thought you were a weightlifting coach.
My mom was a science teacher. Grew up in this life.
But I think at this point, like now that they have the formula, they would have to test it against blood that hasn't been immunized. You know, with him doing this, he's developed the different antibodies to fight it, but they need like my blood, your blood, regular blood.
They ain't getting my blood. Let them get AI blood.
I don't like needles.
Hey, can I and I don't want to go too deep or too dark, but I am. If they can do that quickly, how have we not cured some of the biggest killers of humans on this earth, like cancer? Like, how can we not find something for that? But in like 2 minutes, we can find all the antibodies to snake bites. It's just weird to me. I mean, not weird.
I don't know that it took 2 minutes.
Well, she said
a couple hours.
Couple hours. I mean, we've been studying cancer for like 80 years.
And I'm sure someone's working on it. Hopefully in a future Mac drop, we have something to report on that.
Or some computer is working on it.
Yes, exactly.
Just ask ChatGPT.
I don't trust that GPT Chad guy.
Coming up, could we see any last-minute additions to the Falcons as we get into training camp? We're going to talk about a few probables. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.